Good morning. Today is Monday, August the 7th. Joining us this morning, I guess we have to say interim, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Malleable interim police chief Steve Watson from the city of Eureka. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, sure. Give me a break. Oh, our quote this morning. Oh, this is kind of a little interesting. A Japanese proverb. Even monkeys fall out of trees.
Are you saying no, that I'm going to fall out of a tree sometimes?
I'm not implying anything. It's just kind of an interesting proverb there, I guess. Gut check, perhaps. So now that you got the funny little letter in front of you and you're not an independent voter, you're an interim chief, what does that mean on the day-to-day basis for you?
Besides quite a bit of extra work on my plate at the moment, we got a lot to get done at the department over the next few months. My plan is certainly not to coast and just hold down the fort, but to move forward purposely and leave the department in 5 months better than I found it when I took the helm.
5 months? Is that kind of the timeline you've been given?
Let's say 3 to 5 months. It just depends on how long the recruitment process takes, the number of candidates they have, that process, and all of that. I believe the city manager hopes to have a permanent chief selected and in place by around the beginning of the year.
It's kind of about the same time Andy showed up, isn't it?
Just about.
Yeah. You've gone through this process a couple of times, not being interim. That was more Merle's job. Some of the do's and don'ts. What'd you learn from past?
Well, that's a tough one to answer because Merle had something like 57 years on the job and had been interim chief and acting chief more times than I can count, probably more years than I've been an officer still. So that may not be the best comparison there because he was always very level-headed didn't let things concern him too much. You know, I think for me, certainly it's a challenging position to be in, that in-between with the unknown. But it's also exciting. It's an opportunity for the next few months to continue the good things that we've been doing for the past 4 years, but also put my own mark on that. And when I say my own, I mean with the other leaders in our department that are committed to the future of Eureka and working together. So we have some things with the work environment and internally that we want to improve. And then obviously our number one business is crime fighting, and that's got to continue.
I thought it was prevention.
Well, you could throw that in there, too. That is a form of, that's preventative crime fighting.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, there were those who were big fans of Andy's, so-so fans, and then his detractors. Because of the interim status, is this more of just kind of the momentum and keep the inertia going so that there's not a bunch of changes in a short window of time about focus?
Yeah, well, I do agree that that especially the interim needs to be careful about not making too many changes, and certainly changes for change's sake, because potentially a guy or girl could come in and then have their own stamp they want to put on the department.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
It's not the place they hope to be in spring training, but the San Francisco Giants have the rest of the summer to play, and they'll be bringing their exciting brand of ball to Kika, Thunder Country, 101.5 FM. They've got a lot of games left on the schedule against contending teams, and playing the role of spoiler is a definite possibility. Be tuned in for all the action, all season long. Brought to you on KINS, in part by Angelo's Pizza, Wyckoff's Plumbing, Electrical, and Hardware, and Living Styles Furniture.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to talk shop this morning with interim police chief. Has anybody called you that yet? I mean, if you were out of Dodge for 2 weeks.
Well, usually what I hear around the offices is people referring to me as chief, which is kind of a strange, bizarre world.
Hey, not hey you like the old days, huh?
Hey guy.
Yeah. So this interim period that we were talking about before the break, Steve, is it... Is it a window of opportunity? Because I would think, well, I'll use my own experience and certainly others too. When it's finally your rotation, you start to realize all the things that were happening that you didn't really realize were happening. Oh, maybe that's why they were in the office that length of time, or that's why they were. In addition to the other activities you have, or do you start pushing and delegating some of those away that you can do on a temporary basis until things settle in, whatever flavor they settle.
Certainly
in
for the next several months, I'm going to need help. I can't do my old job and my new job. And, you know, under Andy, we were a very close command staff group, and a lot of decisions came out of those meetings and the time we spent together. And so I have pretty intimate knowledge of the inner workings of the chief's office. With that being said, it's a big job. It's a busy job. There's a lot of work to do, and so I'll have to have some help. That's one of the things I'll be working on over the next couple of weeks. And in terms of opportunity, absolutely, it's an opportunity moving forward. But this is what I plan to do is not coast over the next few months, but to move forward purposely. There's a number of things that we need to accomplish and get done both inside the department as well as continuing to not just maintain the public trust that we developed and the positive relationships and partnerships, but to expand upon those. Because if you just tread water, it grows stagnant after a while. And so we got to move forward. And so I am excited about the opportunities. We've got some great ideas. Staff and I have already been meeting with some things that we'd like to get done over the next few months. And so that's what my plan is.
How much of the chief is PR?
A large percentage. I couldn't give you the exact number. I'm not quite the numbers guy.
Maybe no, no. Because I think a lot of folks think head bad guy catcher. Well, okay. But you've also got all these other areas that the regular guy and gal, I mean, what do we see? A cruiser go by.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we recognize them and maybe we don't. And that the individual is driving. And that's our sum total of interaction with a police department, unless there's that extraordinary event.
Well, the chief's in an interesting position as a department head. Not only is he the public face that represents the entire department and organization, and also all the people that we serve, but the chief has to be attuned to the bigger picture. And you got to be careful not to get too drawn into the details sometimes. That's why you have skilled staff to help you out with that. It's one of the important jobs that a chief has is to look for problems lying in wait, things that potentially could bring significant issues for your agency, for the city, for your community, everything from crime trims and problems to internal personnel issues. Risk management is a big part of that job. That kind of stuff could keep a guy up at night.
That's why you're outside in the parking lot looking at all the tires every night, right?
Right.
And those are skill sets that they don't typically teach in cop school. Risk management, okay. Maybe some personnel-related issues, but you got a personnel department at City Hall, too. So it's
yeah, but law enforcement personnel issues are their own animal. You have the Peace Officer Bill of Rights that's over and beyond many other regulations that guide cities and counties. So public safety kind of, again, is its own beast, so to speak, that you have to be familiar with the nuances of that particular area of labor relations.
Yeah, because I would imagine that you can't solve it, but you certainly could step in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways you could make a mistake.
But you're probably aware of that stuff coming up through the ranks. You know, if I came in, Johnny Nobody, whoops. I wouldn't realize until the grievances were lining up outside in the hallway.
Yeah. It begins with, your education. When you become a sergeant, you go to a two-week basic supervisory course. When you become a lieutenant or captain, you go to the post management course, which I've completed. I have a management certificate. And then when you become a chief, eventually you attend an executive course. And then on top of that, it's all about lifelong learning. So I read articles, subscribe to a number of blogs and magazines, constantly reading case law and any employment bulletins. You have to educate yourself continually because everything happens at the speed of light today.
Isn't that amazing? Today's fact is yesterday's future and tomorrow's what? Yeah, I mean, it just is intriguing. All that stuff, well, okay, let me ask you another question that I wish I would have asked others over the decades. How much of your time is copying and how much of your time is management?
Well, certainly the farther up you go, the less time on the streets that you get to spend. I do still think it's important for the leadership of an organization all the way up to the chief to stay connected with the people and stay connected with officers and get out there from time to time, even if it's just for, you know, an hour or so, so that, you know, you have a firsthand view of the issues that people are facing. But yeah, I'd like to be able to get out a lot more. And certainly the last 3 years, even as a captain, you get stuck in your office an awful lot.
Yeah, it's kind of seen as freedom. The good old days when you could just do one thing and that's...
Boy, the alert tone goes off and you want to run out the door after everyone else, and then you have to slow yourself down and realize that, hey, you've got sergeants who are trained and experienced and can probably do it better than you can now that need to be able to do their jobs.
Yeah, stay focused, Chief. Stay focused. KINS, News and Information Times, 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Steve Watson, who has the tag of interim chief.
you make it sound like a bad thing.
Well, no, I'm looking at the badge there, and I can't really tell if that's a chief's badge or not.
No, that still says captain. I haven't got around to switching it out.
Okay. You're really taking this interim thing personal.
I don't want to be presumptive.
Yeah, there you go. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redeck. Steve, some of the challenges, as we were talking about during the break, is time management. You know, it is for the new guy, it is for the middle guy, and now for the point of the pyramid, more so. Is that just something that comes with the territory?
Well, absolutely. You also begin to realize you can't do everything yourself, and that's where you've got to let go and let others and begin to trust the good people that you have working with you and delegating some of those key tasks off and trusting them to get it done, focusing more on the outcome maybe than the journey.
Pick your spots is another phrase that's often used. I would think that would be tough just because cops tend to be guys and gals who want to get it done. Okay, you go get it done. I mean, that's not part of the fiber oftentimes.
Right.
How tough has it been to transition from the doer to the manager?
You know, that's been an ongoing challenge for me personally, even coming up through the ranks as a sergeant, then as a captain, and now certainly as chief again. There's a tendency sometimes you don't want to offload your work on someone else, so you feel a certain obligation to do it yourself. Secondly, let's face it, we tend to be perfectionists sometimes, and there's certain ways that we want things done, and it feels sometimes easier just to do it yourself. But that does an injustice to your people because there's a lot of really bright people out there that maybe they have a better way to get the results that you want. And again, that's how they grow. And so learning to let go.
Well, your time also with title is probably more valuable to the organization or to the community doing something other than what somebody else could do. Because if they could do it, then they would be in your slot and you'd be in their slot, right? In theory?
In theory.
You mentioned what police officers' standard in training, some of the management training that you've gotten as you've gotten more brass on your shirt. adequate amount?
Well, I don't think you can ever. I don't think you can ever have enough. That's the reality of the world that we live in, and we're so heavily regulated, and we're such a diverse, complex society now. I mean, we're so connected. We really came into a kind of a new era in this country. And
those things,
yeah, cell phones, yeah. Smartphones, a mobile computer in your hand. You know, information moves at the speed of light. If you just look at media relations and news media with the advent of social media, you know, everybody wants instant gratification with that information. They want to be the first to push the information out. And if we as an agency are slow to release information, a lot of times we allow another narrative that may not be the truth to move forward. And so it's important to be mindful of that. And you're balancing transparency and accuracy because you can't know all the facts at the beginning. But the longer you remain silent, the greater risk you have that someone else will put their agenda or their interpretation of the facts out there.
With some of the other situations throughout the country that have happened, the social media certainly has gotten out in front of a whole bunch of stuff, sometimes accurate, sometimes not so accurate. Or it's slanted in one way or another. Are those lessons that you've been able to learn from and how to do better?
No, absolutely. I recently read an article that had statements and stories from 30 some odd chiefs of police and sheriffs across the country and lessons they learned over the years with some major events like Ferguson, and you know, the list goes on and on. They commented on everything from body-worn cameras and window release video to their experiences with critical incidences and crises that occurred in their community and how they handled it. And so there's a lot of lessons to be learned, and that's really what it's all about is, you know, you've got to be a lifelong learner and constantly looking out there, exploring, learning from the mistakes and lessons of others.
Do you learn more from close proximity or from common, I mean, you mentioned Ferguson, it's about our size-ish. You've also got Oakland. One's in California, one's not, one's big, one's small. Which one do you learn more from?
You know, I think the important thing is just to remember that any of those events could happen even here. And so you've got to do your best you can to prepare for that. And again, try to learn from the lessons of others.
You're learning how to speak political. KINS, News and Information. You've been training for a bit. It's 8:41.
I wish I could tell you the name of that article.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Steve Watson, Interim Police Chief for the City of Eureka. Reached out to the other folks in the neighborhood yet and asked them, okay, what did you do the first couple of weeks that you were driving the boat?
You know, I haven't had a chance to yet. I was gone the last 2 weeks, including the Friday that I officially became interim, so that's on my to-do list.
So that's the first thing, you just take a vacation?
It wasn't a vacation, trust me. It was 15 straight days. No time off, intensive coursework.
Oh, good. Something was planned already.
Yeah, it was already in the works before Andy came forward with the information that he was likely to be a new chief in Santa Cruz.
Are you one that wants a lot of training for your staff? A minimum of training somewhere in between?
Well, I don't think you can be successful and have the professional organization that you need and want today without adequate training, especially the complexity of the society that we live in and all the issues that we face. At the same time, there are some practical realities, both financially and time, especially with a smaller agency, how much you can do. So you have to prioritize what your training needs are. So I do believe in quality training, not training for training's sake.
Is it easier to send the guys out or to bring somebody in?
It's easier if it's hosted up here, but unfortunately, that takes a lot of work and effort to get many of the types of classes that we need up here. And then once we do get someone to commit to coming up here, it can be challenging getting all of the spots filled.
So that's a certification or ongoing training requirement? I was thinking, let's say, for your new sergeants, whatever the new responsibility, management or personnel, bring somebody in who's an expert and just have them all in a room and you do like the conference room for an afternoon or for a day.
You could bring in workshops. In fact, I plan on bringing a guy in the next few months that taught one of the courses at the Executive Leadership Institute that I just finished up here to talk about creating a culture of change and accountability, really dynamic stuff that talks about a person's beliefs are key to getting the actions and ultimately the results that you want out of an individual and a group for your organization. And the only way that you can truly impact beliefs, which are kind of hardwired and pre-existing, is through experiences. You have to give them new experiences, and those experiences can begin to alter beliefs. And once you have those beliefs in line, then you can truly see some positive results.
It's kind of like getting a annual medical exams. One of your buddies drops or has a heart attack or something, all of a sudden it starts making sense because you've had one of those life-changing events that brings things around pretty quick.
Yeah, it's preferred to have the light bulb go off without a tragedy.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Before the ambulance is necessary. Oh, boy. How are you going to judge yourself?
You know, being authentic as a leader and genuine, continuing to be who I am. And who I've always been. Well, at the same time, the trick here is to be flexible and adaptable without dishonoring your core values. And so if I look back, if I am able to make the hard decisions, even when it's not my own personal best interest, that's success to me. And because I got to live with myself at the end of the day. And, you know, and I recognize, again, this isn't all about me. It's what's in the best interest of our department, our city, and the people that we serve. And I really want to see EPD truly embrace a public servant type of mindset at the ground level, not just at the chief and the captain level and the leaders, but all the way down to the boots on the ground.
Are you that far away?
It's a work in progress. You know, every contact is an opportunity to maintain and expand on the public trust. And I think that that's the key here.
Thanks for coming by.
You're welcome.
See
Thanks
you
for having
next
me.
Month. See everybody tomorrow.